That's the end of the first half. As the teams head to the locker room, the Spartans lead the Bulldogs by a score.
You guys stink.
Jeez, Coach, we're only down a couple of points.
No, I mean you guys really smell. You need to hit the showers. And here, I got every one of you new bars of soap from the Sterling Soap Company. Each bar is artisan crafted using natural ingredients and essential oils. They also have shave soaps, colognes, beard balm, and a whole lot more. Now get in there.
But Coach, we have another half to play.
I don't care. I can't stand to be around you.
A few minutes later.
All right, bring it in tight. You guys are still playing terrible, but you're smelling great out there. Now listen, you're going to need to stock up for the rest of the season. We got a lot of tough games left. So go to sterlingsoap.com after the game. That's S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G soap.com. You got that?
Yes, Coach.
Great. sterlingsoap.com on three. One, two, three.
sterlingsoap.com.
Welcome to the official Football Learning Academy podcast. I'm your host, Ken Crippen, and I'm the founder and lead instructor at the Football Learning Academy, an online school teaching pro football history. To learn more about the Football Learning Academy, go to our website at www.football-learning-academy.com. Not only will you find links to our social media channels and a listing of all podcast episodes, but you'll find other fascinating interviews and classes. And an important note, portion of all proceeds generated at the Football Learning Academy go to help retired players in need. That website again is www.football-learning-academy.com. Today we focus on Ralph Goldston, who played pro football, then became a scout for the New York Giants and Seattle Seahawks. He also spent time coaching at the high school, college, and professional levels. To learn more about trailblazing contributors in pro football history, visit our Historical Scouting Reports class, where we discuss the greats in pro football history, and it's something that will continually expand over time. Check it out at the Football Learning Academy website at www.football-learning-academy.com. Now let's go to our profile of Ralph Goldston. Ralph Goldston spent his entire career in pro football. He was drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles and played for them in 1952 and then again from 1954 through 1955. He was on the preseason roster of the Green Bay Packers, but was released before the beginning of the season. He then went to Canada to play for the Hamilton Tiger Cats, going to 7 Grey Cups and winning 2 of them. After his playing career was finished, he went into coaching in the Canadian League, as well as at the college level. He was also a scout for the New York Giants in 1970. In 1974, he almost made history as the first African-American head coach since Fritz Pollard in the 1920s, but the deal ultimately fell through. It was to be with the World Football League. Instead, he became an assistant coach with the Chicago Bears. In 1975, he became a scout for the Seattle Seahawks. Then in 1988, he joined National Football Scouting and then finished his career as a scout for the Ohio Glory of the World League of American Football. In 1986, Goldston was inducted into the Youngstown State University Athletics Hall of Fame. He passed away in 2011. Thank you for listening to our profile of Ralph Goldston. To learn more about the Football Learning Academy, go to our website at www.football-learning-academy.com. Not only will you find links to our social media channels and a listing of all podcast episodes, but you'll find other fascinating interviews and classes. And an important note, portion of all proceeds generated at the Football Learning Academy go to help retired players in need. That website again is www.football-learning-academy.com. Thank you for listening.
Sports History Network, where legends live on and the past plays loud. Welcome to the place where history's proud, from gridiron glory to the hardwood stars, from the racetrack heat to Olympic bars. It's the voices, the stories, the moments you miss, told by fans and pros who live for this. Hook and Femic, the sports history network, where the past comes alive, podcasts and blogs that keep the flame high, from Babe to Brady, Alley to the Dome. If it's history and sports, then this is the home. SportsHistoryNetwork.com, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.